It's Classical Spotlight, and in the Texas Public Radio studios is Troy Peters, the music director of YOSA. Good afternoon.
Hey, John. How are you?
Good. It's good to have you here. We're looking forward. We've seen some videos. You guys have done some advance work, having some fun with some pop songs. Tell us a little bit about Pop-Up Orchestra coming up Saturday.
Well, we're doing this party Saturday night. And this grew up over the last couple of years because YOSA has had a gradually percolating interest in pop music and how an orchestra can play it in a way that makes sense and feels organic. So actually, I have to give props, I guess I would say, to some colleagues of mine who've been doing pop music at our summer camp for years. Josh Prado, who's a phenomenal musician, and John Ravino, another really, really fantastic musician, who've been working on what we called Rockestra and a thing called Orchestra X and some projects where they've been doing rock and pop songs with orchestra. We started to take off from that over the last couple of years and shot a video last summer on our way to England in the airport in Houston that got a little bit of play. When we were in Liverpool, we played some Beatles songs at sort of select locations in Liverpool. And so by the time we came back from England, we threw a little party called Stop and Feel the Music where we featured some of this. It was a big success. So we're doing it again this Saturday. And the idea is we just show up with an orchestra at various places, and we've memorized a song, we've worked out an arrangement together, and we sing and play through songs that people aren't used to hearing orchestral musicians perform.
Now, I know this is to help the scholarships. This is to help the kids. Proceeds from this will actually go to have scholarships for youth learning music.
Absolutely. The whole point here is to be able to have the funds to open the doors and bring more students into the experience of orchestral music. We have a silent auction at the event. And we have lots of other fun that goes on with our MC, Molly Cox, who's just really good at kind of taking the party and getting people to get engaged in the reason we're there, supporting the kids. And we have great food. We have beer and wine. We have something called YOSA Ritas. I'm not quite sure what the recipe for that will entail, but I'm looking forward to hearing about it at least. And we have music. We have a bunch of kids playing and singing songs that will be familiar to just about everyone. And there's sort of something for everybody in this show, from Gershwin to Guns N' Roses.
Now, I know there are some folks like DBR who do sort of this crossover sort of pieces. Where do you guys get your arrangements for these things?
You know, most of the arrangements we've been using are we create ourselves. I've done quite a few of them. We have a student named Darian Thomas, who's a student at University of the Incarnate Word, and is a really fine arranger who's done some of the arrangements for us as well. And we do it, we're a little collaborative. So I'll come in with a framework, and then the students will say, oh, what if I add this? Or the drummer will change the groove. And certainly the singers bring a lot of the style to the songs. And every singer that we use is an orchestral player, somebody who is either a YOSA student or in some cases a couple of YOSA alumni.
Sure. Now, I know you guys are usually busy Sunday afternoons, and we'll have you back. I know there's a big Brahms concert coming up, but how do you guys fit all this in? Is this something extra that the players are doing?
Yep, these are extra projects. You know, on Sunday afternoon at rehearsal, we're playing Tchaikovsky, Wagner, Copland. We're playing standard orchestral repertoire. But when we do these parties or when we do the video shoots, we just get together for some extra time and work it all out. These are fun to work on. Most of these songs are easier to put together than Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony, and so it can come along pretty quickly. But at the same time, I mean, you get a chance to hear musicianship. You get a chance to see, as some of the people who've seen some of these videos will know, there's some good playing going on, and that's, I think that's part of what we're doing, is trying to continue to advance our musicianship while we just have a great time doing this stuff. And people have really responded to it. We've got a couple of YouTube videos. There are three of them out there, four. And one of them is up over 15,000 hits, and the two we've done more recently are really picking up steam too. So it's been fun to see that happen.
Yeah. Oh, it's nice to get the name out there. This is Saturday night at 6:30 there at Radius, where actually your offices are. Where can folks find out more information?
Well, if you go to the YOSA website at yosa.org, our website is actually under construction, but on the homepage, there's a link to this event. And you can buy tickets through Eventbrite. And again, that link is off of the yosa.org homepage. We're actually thinking it's selling really well. So we're thinking there's a chance it's going to sell out. So it'd be a good thing for people to get tickets for in advance.
And it's something, if you can't make it Saturday, you could still actually make a donation and help out the programs as well.
Absolutely. We are always accepting donations. And actually, we're really fortunate to have a challenge grant from the Kronkowski Foundation, where they're going to match up to $50,000 in donations from new donors. So if you've never given to YOSA before, this is the next few months are a great time to do that and have your gift doubled in a match by Kronkowski Foundation.
Oh, excellent. Well, Troy, we will see you Saturday night at Radius and have to have you back with part of the Brahms Festival.
Thanks a lot, John.